Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on July 8, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, Jeff Belanger warms us up for the Ghost World Conference in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Jane Doherty joins us to talk about the many things she's working on, including that fabulous DVD. Finally, Todd Partain talks to us about Bigfoot in his Eyes in the Dark. Live on Ghostly Talk.
You are crazy.
You're what they refer to in professional swimming as you jump the gun.
I jump the gun.
I know, it might have got buried in the mix. I don't know.
Well, ever since yesterday, you know, loud
bangs. You got jumping the gun, my God.
Loud bangs are a part of my life.
You got to tell this story because I totally fluked on my car story last weekend. So we got to have a successful like car problem.
A follow-up.
Yeah, we have to,
yeah,
but not with me, car. With you.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, it's all you. We'll start with that if you want.
Give the condensed version.
We shall. All yes, right. I will give the condensed version of my story, but I do want to first remind everybody that when Ghostly Talk is live, and we are indeed live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, yeah.
We have a call-in line now.
Yeah, it's all brand new.
And it's something that folks can call in, and you can listen to the whole show. You can listen to just a piece of it and talk to or indicate that you want to talk to us. You can... you can do whatever you want with this call-in line. It is there for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The phone number is area code 605-475-8590. And then it asks you for, like, a secret number or something, a room number, a chat number. I don't know what it is, but some kind of number.
Not really that secret.
It's not a secret because I'm going to tell it to you. Our number is 555-1081. So you dial 605-475-8590, and then 555-1081. That gets you in, and you can listen to Ghostly Talk live on your phone, VoIP, your cell phone, or it's probably long distance if you use a regular landline, so you probably don't want to do that. But
oh, yeah. But everybody has cell phones now. Who has a landline anymore except my parents?
I think my
parents.
My parents have. Okay, exactly. Parents have landlines, yeah.
Well, no, and also on top of that, too, just a reminder, when you're on the line, you're in our queue. We're watching you.
We can see you.
Well, our operators are watching you.
Well, yeah.
Our highly trained, highly paid operators.
This week
bathroom.
They're throwing pillows, right?
This week, yeah. We're throwing Nerf footballs. Actually.
Nerf footballs.
That'll hurt a little less.
Little less. Well, as opposed to like that. Remember those red dodgeballs we had to use?
Yeah,
when
those were horrible.
You get blasted in the face of one of those things, it would knock you out cold for about 15 minutes. But no, just a reminder, if you're on and you do want to talk to us, this includes a guest, too. This is the whole
show.
Yeah,
you can talk to the guests.
We got a lot of guests tonight. We got a lot of guests, like Doug mentioned before. It's a busy night tonight here on Ghostly Talk. But if you want to ask our guests a question, if you want to ask us a question, like right now, the first half an hour wide open. If you want to chime in, push 1-1 on your phone.
And that'll alert our operators that you want a Nerf ball thrown at Bonnie, Scott L., or me. And
I can't wait till we can request who you throw it at.
Exactly.
Oh, I think that's the new feature coming
out. And
yeah.
Get in the chat room now.
And, while we're live also, we have the chat going on. So Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. is the time that this happens. I know the vast majority of our listeners listen on the podcast.
Well, we're changing that, though.
We're bringing this in. We want to make it more interactive. We're bringing in the phone lines. We've got the chat room had a it took a little sojourn, but now it is back, and you can go to ghostlytalk.com and join into the chat room, and Bonnie's there monitoring.
As always.
Yes, she loves the the pop-ups that she gets.
And it's a big change we're making here, like I was saying. We're moving. We want to move people more to the live show. We've kind of gotten comfortable over the last couple of years with we've always done the show live, but we've gotten used to, kind of comfortable with, say, again, with, people going, okay, well, it's more people are more into podcasting now. So, but we're like, you know what, we can't be lazy like that. We've got to keep working to it.
I want it edgy. I want it cutting edge. Yeah. I want it interactive. And I want people to participate.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So that's why we're making these improvements.
Tell us about your car, please.
Here's the thing.
Are you going to?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be sweet.
I needed to go down to Bonnie's house yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I drove down there.
Yeah.
My dad was with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the, everybody knows I drive a Ranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
A 1922 Ford Ranger.
Still crank the front of it to get it going.
Right. And so I'm in the Ranger, and of course, coming back from West Virginia last time, the windshield cracked and the blower motor switch ceased to function except for on high. And I, of course, blame I-75 and our great governor of the state of Michigan, Ms. JG.
Oh, whatever. Jennifer Granholm.
I
remember, guys.
I spit every time I say the name.
Well,
so
for our Michigan residents, just remember this. In 5 years, you're going to be blown away. Because she said that over and over again.
Well, I was definitely blown away yesterday. I'm driving back, and I had discussed the poor condition of I-75 northbound from downriver into Detroit.
It is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I had discussed that with my father, who was riding in the car as a passenger. And after that, we were just chatting a little bit, and kapow! Cab fills with smoke. I have airbag in the face.
Did you hit anything, Doug?
No. I was just driving.
Did you make any sudden noises or movements in the cab of the truck?
No.
Did you curse the makers of the vehicle that you were
driving? I was actually happy with the makers of the vehicle until then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just out of nowhere, airbag goes off.
Airbag.
You hadn't hit, it's kind of impossible not to hit a severe
pothole. You
can't
not hit
in
a pothole.
That area.
Thanks,
yeah, you can't not hit a pothole or a bump, but it was no different than any other pothole or bump that's there. It was just seemed like normal until...
Yeah.
Kapow!
Some of those could jar your teeth out, though.
Yes, and going down there, some of them almost did.
They have certain names for them over on I-75, actually. We actually, Cygnus 1, Cygnus 3, they're all crater-like. They're ridiculous, man. No, and they're horrendous. So the bag goes off for no reason at all, though.
Nope. I was driving 60 miles an hour on I-75 northbound, coming up onto downtown Detroit, and kapow, it exploded in my face. While I was driving.
Yeah, and I'm looking at his hand right now, people. It is severely burnt. It's like a charred, crusty piece of blackness.
Well,
it looks like a bad piece of toast.
Thanks. I'd go for that look.
No, it looks bad. I mean,
you pull it off well.
I do.
No,
yeah,
he still has a hand. It's still there. But there's a big red burn on the top of your hand. It's ugly looking.
It is nasty.
Also catch on fire?
Well, yeah, there was that little bit. Okay, it's not enough that an airbag explodes in your face. It's not enough that the cab fills with this smoke that, reeks, right?
Yeah.
And evidently, 6 hours later, causes your throat severe irritation.
Yeah.
It's not enough that, but also, the horn. When your airbag goes off, right, and it's the one out of the horn or out of the steering wheel, the horn goes on and it stays on. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in a vehicle filled with smoke. You've got airbag in the face. You've got a burn on your hand, and the horn is going off
nonstop.
Right, nonstop. And so it's quite a mixture. Like they can't do anything else. I can't think of a single other thing to inflict more stress upon you.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But I pull over to the side of the road.
Unless, like, at that moment, they had a little fist pop out from underneath.
They really do.
Comedy fist.
Punch you between the
legs.
I
know. The only thing that could happen is maybe they could, like, resurrect Minnie Pearl and put her in the car with you, right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just and she could just, like, give you, you know, put down after put down. I don't know. What could you do? You know, I mean,
Penny Youngman stops in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Starts slamming it. Yeah, one after another.
I was like, what's up with this? Like, you cannot have a more stressful situation. But I pull over. My dad's going to try and figure out how to turn the horn off. So I pop the hood, and he's like in there, and I'm like thinking to myself, do you know what? I'm on fire. I am on.
We're laughing in retrospect.
Fire. This is not good. And I reach around. It's my back. My back's on fire. No,
yeah.
I wasn't smoking. Okay. It was not a cigarette on fire thing. It was I was just on fire. And I reach around my back. And, of course, it's the part that you can barely reach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right behind your neck. And I'm, you know, trying to tamp out the flames. I mean, I can see the flames at this point.
Yeah.
I'm, like, looking. And I'm, like, I got flames. I need to, you know, put this out. And at some point, I'm like, okay, I can't put this out in here. I'm going to have to, like, get out of the truck and either roll around on the ground, the stop, drop, and roll thing, or...
to be some serious entertainment for the rest of the idiots driving by you.
Exactly. Or take my shirt off and start jumping up and down on it.
To be even more entertaining.
That would be, like, hilariously entertaining.
Yeah.
There would be many, many a camera phone used. so I'm like... they're like, Bigfoot. So I get out of the truck, and I like, twisted my shirt all the way around while it was still on my body, and then I could access the...
You were burning.
...flame. Yeah, and I was burning, and I managed with both hands to tamp out the fire.
That's brilliant.
So I was on fire. I had an airbag explode in my face. The truck was filled with smoke.
Just one thing happen
and
to us?
And your hand was burned.
And my hand was burned.
Why can't just one thing happen to us? Like, okay, I would have been, I think if I was in your shoes, I'd have been like, okay, if the airbag went off, fine, whatever. Just the airbag went off, that would have really sucked. You know, I think it's ridiculous nonetheless, but, okay, the airbag went off, okay, that's it. But none of this horn stuff and burning stuff. It's really creepy that happened the way it did. And I'm not trying to make it something into some big paranormal thing, so, you know, people take your thinking caps off right now. But, you know, like the weekend before that, I mentioned last week on the show, I not only got a flat tire, but then the right back door of my car got damaged the same
exact,
not a couple hours later. It's like, why can't just one thing, why can't I just got a flat tire? And that's it. I would have dealt with it. You know, no big deal. No, but we have to have additional things happen to us. By the way, I followed up on that little thing from my situation.
Yeah?
I think it was a muffler
that
I hit.
Okay.
I actually went and retraced my steps and dared to go around that same loop that goes onto that road.
Yeah.
And I took it really slow, you know, of course, much to the duress of the rest of the drivers in Michigan behind
me. Oh, they'll get over it.
So, but I'm looking and I see...
Oh, you hit all right well, Florida on your
of course,
life.
On the side of the road, there's like everything, you know, chairs and babies and just, you know, everything on the side of the road.
Dressers.
Yeah, just everything. I was trying to think, like, okay, what did I see that was like, you know, shiny, you know, kind of, what would I have mistaken for a milk jug, like I said?
Right.
And I saw this shiny muffler on the side of the road. I'm like, I'm willing to bet my money that is what threw up the side of my car.
That very well could be.
But it sounds like you didn't have a very good time yesterday either.
Well, yesterday was interesting. Fortunately, or maybe unfortunately yesterday, that happened to be the day that I was getting a new car.
Yeah, the irony.
The irony of it all. Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, to finish the story... yes, we ended up finding the fuse that goes to the horn. We disabled the horn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of rolled the airbag up as much as possible and, like, just, you know, put it, like, it's still, like, there, but it's rolled up as much as possible. And you can't do a professional job, but you can, stuff almost back in and then and drove home. So that was the end of the story yesterday. But then also the of the airbag thing, then... my brother brought over my new car.
We saw you pull up in the thing, the shiny glow of the godliness of this new vehicle.
Yes, I think we should call it the Silver Ghost.
The Silver Ghost?
The Silver Ghost, I don't know.
Let's work on that one.
All right.
We got to get something slicker than that.
All right.
Like the Silver Spirit.
Oh, that's neat.
The Silver Spirit.
Very Native American. Like that. The Silver Spirit.
Rough weekend you had, it sounds like.
Silver Spirit.
big night tonight, obviously. We're ready to happen here. In about 15 minutes, we're going to have Jeff Belanger coming on. Dear friend of the show, who is also one of the people that's in charge of Ghost World 2007
and
in Gettysburg.
I have to say, I'm very, very excited about Ghost World. Ghost World comes up not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend. The weekend after that.
And what a party it's going
to be. I talked to Jeff a little while ago. He called. We talked on the phone a little while ago before the show here, and we're, you know, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? You know, and I'm like, you know, ready for tonight? He's like, yeah. He's like, God, is everything flying or what? He's like, it's like 2 weeks away. Where did all the time go? You know, and I think it's something that people say all the time. It's like, where did all the time go and stuff like that? But this year, especially for some reason, I think it's just with all the stuff that's going on, we're not paying any attention to, like, really, you know, time itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just, that's a good thing, I guess. You know, you're having fun, enjoying yourself, so you're not watching the clock. But that's Jeff Belanger coming up. We're going to talk to him for about a half an hour.
Excellent.
Jane Doherty. Doherty.
Yes.
I always mispronounce that. You have the DVD.
I do.
You stole it.
I did.
You ran out. Pillaged the library and you took it with you.
Yes, I did.
And looking forward to talking to her. A lot of things we're going to be discussing with her. The list we have, we can't reveal the list because that's, you know, confidential ghostly talk.
Of course. It's not like we're not going to talk about it in an hour.
Yes,
an hour
just relax.
Half,
just relax. You know, we will be talking about
it. We will reveal our secret list in an hour and a half.
And then Todd Partain will be coming on, like Doug said, talking about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. And I'm really, really happy about
Bonnie.
That because I don't,
have
we talked about my upcoming weekend plans?
No, we haven't. We should talk about that.
I'm going Bigfoot.
Because I'm gonna have a bitch fest anyways about that, so you go right ahead.
Why?
Well, no, go ahead.
I'm going Bigfoot hunting next weekend.
You're going Bigfoot hunting.
Yes,
aren't you going too, Bonnie?
I'm not sure because I have to be in court the following Monday.
I don't want to even know why.
For the finalization of my divorce, which is why Gettysburg's going to be a huge party.
So we can, like, talk about this on the air, like, your happiness of the
situation?
Oh,
my God. Please do.
Bonnie's getting divorced.
Yay!
You know, and you always have to say things like, well, hey, you're really sorry about your luck there. That sucks. But I think really think of
I'm
Bonnie.
Not.
Yeah, Bonnie, I think you can go up there and shake her hand and go, hey, way to go, girl.
I expect high fives and shots.
That's going to be Ghost World 2007.
So no, she didn't know. Bonnie did not get arrested by somebody.
Held just for Bonnie's divorce.
Well, that's the reason that they scheduled it. Actually, Vince and Jeff and Laura actually scheduled it.
They got with
divorce.
The judge, and they're like,
that
judge,
nice
when? Yeah, okay, we'll put it on the next weekend. Okay,
yeah,
great.
It's
thanks.
Cool.
Bye.
But you're going to be gone. You're going to be in court.
Well, Doug and
you know,
I...
You're a public servant here in the community. I love it. This is great. I'm going to be in court next weekend. Sorry, I can't go Bigfoot hunting, guys. As you, like, pull the Marlboro between your lips. As you sip your Mountain Dew or whatever.
Hey, I haven't had pop in 10 days.
Soda. Anyways, we'll argue about that later.
Pop, soda, pop.
So you're going to be going Bigfoot. Yeah, I know. It's a very
yes.
old song.
I know. I'm going. Bonnie is 50-50 right
Can you
now.
Please tell me who's in attendance of this hunt?
Well, see, what they've done is they've sent me I have a bus ticket.
Okay.
And they sent me an anonymous bus ticket. It's got no name on it. It's got no destination.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, you know, go to the bus station, nearest bus station to you.
Yeah, yeah.
On Thursday. And present this to them. They'll know where to send you. And I'm unsure. I have no clue where it is. But I hear that in attendance will be some people from GHI.
Ghost Hunters
Love
Incorporated.
Them.
Ghost Hunters Incorporated. And Tim the Bigfoot Hunter.
Yeah.
From GHI versus Bigfoot.
From the hit film, GHI versus Bigfoot.
If you have not seen that film, I suggest you see it. And see, the thing is Doug's going to be living it next weekend, I think.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. I don't want to turn in, but, you know how I feel.
I've made arrangements.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have.
SWAT team?
No.
Hit squad?
No, we're good to go. I'm happy with the arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see we'll see.
They were agreed to? Good.
All my terms, my yellow jelly bellies, yeah, I needed those.
Blue M&Ms.
Only blue M&Ms. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Deli tray minus salami.
Yeah, exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
It's a ghostly talk must whenever we go
yes,
anywhere.
And
vitamin water is our new must.
That's good
yes,
stuff. That's
there
good
has
stuff.
To be a bouquet of different colors of vitamin water. Because that's how they come.
Absolutely.
They come purple, red.
Yeah.
And so we've got all of our demands have been acceded to, and I'm ready for next weekend.
What do you think? You're going out when? Friday?
It'll be Saturday night.
Saturday. Well, I mean, but you're leaving Friday, aren't you?
I'm leaving Thursday night after work.
Wow. And you're gonna work. You're gonna work Friday from
The hotel.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then you guys are actually going out Saturday night.
Yes.
No day. No daytime stuff. Saturday, just in the evening.
It'll be like late afternoon / early evening before dark is when the actual Bigfoot hunt happens.
All right.
And we'll be out of the area before dark.
Okay.
And then we're going ghost hunting, I hope.
Oh, really?
After dark, yes.
So you're going to go Bigfoot hunting for a little while and then go hit some haunted areas, too.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm hoping for the Church of the Damned.
Oh, right? Yeah. You mentioned that.
I'm hoping for that.
That's another video you can see on YouTube with GHI. Well, everything else they've ever done.
If you just look up GHI and watch the
Actually,
videos,
Ghost Hunter. Type in Ghost Hunters Incorporated. I find that search is easier with that. Ghost Hunters Incorporated. It'll give you a whole page of their stuff that you can check out. So that looks like you're going to have a very busy weekend next weekend.
Yes. And if I survive that...
What?
All next week.
Oh, yeah.
Doug will be in Gettysburg. I will be flying down on Monday after my divorce, drunk, to join him. And Doug and I will be in Gettysburg all week.
Yeah. All. What do they call them? All air stewardesses. Mm. Beware. We're putting you on high alert right now. Not because of terrorism, because Bonnie's going to be raiding your little mini wet bar. Look out for that.
They're going to be pushing the cart. They're like... Wow, this cart was really heavy until aisle 27. I don't know what happened.
I'm part of Ghost, I thought. Damn it, give me my drink. You know who the hell I am?
Here's the
that
cart.
That sounds just like her, too.
Yeah, I know, it is.
This is I'm a ghostly talk. You better give me a drink, or I'm gonna throw you out the window.
And now I drink 7 and 7, and I drink. So you got and I drink.
I'll drink anything.
Whatever you got.
I actually got some stuff you can take with you on the way out tonight if you want, Bonnie.
How excellent!
How is jet fuel?
Well, okay. So you guys. You guys are going to be in Gettysburg all next week, though. You're going to spend the whole week. I mean, that's like a ghost hunter's dream for some people, to spend the whole week in Gettysburg. We're actually going to be shooting out. I'm actually considering telling everybody. We were thinking about leaving really early Thursday morning.
Do it Wednesday night.
I was thinking about that, going, hey, how about Wednesday night? But then we have to add. Oh, boy, it's going to be fun. Tom, call me.
Do you
need to work this stuff out?
Do you have reservations?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, cool. We're getting that all worked out. But we might, if we want to leave out Wednesday night, we might have to get another night for the hotel.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we'll have to just get all that stuff figured
out. Well, you can do that, or I don't know, you could throw your stuff in our room until your stuff is ready, because there's only going to be a period of, if you get there at, like, 6 a.m.,
never mind,
I ain't getting up at 6 a.m.
No, we'll never mind. We're going to leave out Wednesday.
Sleep in the car.
Yeah,
we're going to leave out Wednesday.
Car outside of our hotel room.
I think we'll leave out fairly early in the evening, so hopefully we can get there by, like, you know, hopefully before midnight, like Wednesday night.
Oh,
Thursday morning.
I'd still be... halfway to drunk by then, so.
Yeah. Bonnie's just going to be commissioned. She's just going to be done all weekend. You don't want to talk to her.
The entire week. Doug said he's going to have to because for anyone that knows me, knows my, you know, very pleasant disposition. He said he's going to have to follow me from person to person at the conference and explain to them why I'm so happy.
We're just going to put you behind the table and just don't move, Bonnie. Just keep drinking and you'll be fine. I got to say hi to Matt and everybody from the Cold Dead Hands crew. Also, we went out again.
Why didn't you call me? I wanted to go.
Here we go again. I did it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. Why? I had a really bad neck ache that day. Regardless of that, it was...
Allow me to demonstrate.
Oh, shut up.
You flip your phone open and you push the down arrow until you come across Bonnie. Press the green talk button. It connects.
Well, it actually turned out to be a pretty interesting night. I didn't even do any shooting.
Really?
I just sat there and party. That's all I really did, honestly. We got there with the started like endearingly calling it the porno cooler because it's something my parents have bought in the 70s, and I just borrow it from one whenever I need it. It's a huge cooler, and we fill it with all the good stuff. And we get there, and there's all these other extras like zombies, right, sitting there. And we come up. It's like me, Fat Jesus, Tina, his girlfriend, Amber was my girlfriend, and Erica, my sister, right. And we come blowing in there. There's all these people just sitting around bored out of their minds, right. I can just tell that boredom is killing them. And we come rolling in with this gigantic cooler. We slam it down and start. I pull out a fifth of Absolute Vodka. I didn't buy it for this trip. I got it for like 4 years ago from my dad for Christmas. Because for some reason he's like, hey, you want booze, right?
Aged.
Yeah, it's aged. It's been sitting. I've been trying to clear out and get all this stuff out of the house. I'm like, well, instead of buying something, I'll just use this for my tonics, you know. So crack that open. And all these people are like, Yeah, you got the right idea. You guys have done this before, have you? You guys seasoned act? Yeah, we've done one of these before. We've been around a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, we've been around the block.
But no, it turned into the same thing. It turned into this, ultra block party where we were all just kind of, while we were waiting to get makeup put on us, we're just hanging out and having fun. So hello to everybody we met, people we gave cards to. I gave cards to.
Well, now you've got new cards.
Yeah, we got brand new cards, too. We're going to be giving those away. But yeah, Matt and everybody was super cool, per usual. Great time. Keith Brewer actually showed up, too. He calls me at 11:30 at night going, dude, where am I going, man? And I'm like, where are you at? So we had to, lead him in. And then he shows up at 11:30, and they shot till about 1 o'clock in the zombie shots. I was having so much fun that I didn't even get it. I'm like, because they were running behind, you know? And,
right.
And they already had, 400 zombies they made up already. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just sit back here and enjoy it, you know? So my sister got out there, and Amber got out there again. And
so you played the role of Cooler Master.
I guess you'd call it
Cooler Bringer.
I guess I'd be a gripper. No, not a grip. Grip has, they use tape or something. I don't know. I guess I was, the refreshments guy or something.
The best boy.
Because people were using our cooler.
Because a lot of people thought you probably were the best boy for bringing that
cooler. Well, yeah.
Right?
People were using our cooler to, put stuff on and stuff. So I guess I was, the deli guy or I don't know what I was.
Cool.
But, yeah, we had a good time. It was a really good
Caterer.
Time. We're going to have Matt sometime on the show one of these days down the road here just to tell us what's going on with it, because these people work hard, and it's no budget. Their motto is no budget horror film.
Right.
This is no budget. Everything they do is people are volunteering their time. People are volunteering their houses. My God, these people with homes are letting all these idiots stand in their driveway and smoke cigarettes and drink.
Wow.
but they're, everybody's cool. Everybody's having a lot of fun.
That's
so
pretty much what I do with the Ghostly Tuck parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's exactly what it is. That's all we do. So, good time on that. Anything else going on, guys? We didn't really plan this half an hour.
We did not plan this half an hour. I'm very excited about this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Hunt. I'll be in Gettysburg next week, and then
that means you're not going to be here for the show, but you may be.
That's the thing. Next Sunday night. There is a Ghostly Talk schedule,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The following Sunday there isn't. But next Sunday there is a Ghostly Talk schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And I will not physically be here. So I may end up being on our caller line.
You may be on there, and I may just...
And
I
then I'll
do.
Raise my hand, and you can go, that looks like
Doug. Who's this idiot?
I may
just pull in some special guest hosts for that night, too.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I may just do that, too. I got a few people in mind, per usual, and they're probably all going, they're listening around and going, oh, my God, no, not again, Scott. But, yeah, I might pull some special guest host in for that. But, yeah, nonetheless, it'll be a fun show. We got a lot going on.
How many rooms do we have for Ghost World?
Two.
Mm. I hope that'll be enough. I mean,
at the Wyndham, yeah.
We may have to isolate Bonnie at some point. I don't know.
Put her in the bathroom so she's got easy access.
I'm, sleeping in the tub.
We just keep dumping ice on her. She'll be okay. She's,
Well, anybody who's listening to this thing, we are going to be talking to Jeff next half an hour. But if you're going to Ghost World,
you'll see a whole new side of Bonnie.
Keep an eye on Bonnie. If you see her, doing something stupid and she's wearing a Ghostly Talk
t-shirt. Just buy her a drink, yeah.
Yeah, please, just take care of the girl.
If you see me walking off in the woods with someone, just leave me alone.
Yeah, don't let her do that again, please. We don't want
no,
that to happen.
No, it's okay now.
I have more people willing to go with us.
Yeah, she has a list of people ready.
I have
ready
more women
to go into the
willing
woods.
To walk into the woods with me and a strange man.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
They all want to do it. It's the latest craze.
Amber and I made it cool.
Yeah, you guys were the pioneers of the adult. Hey, you want some candy, kid? I guess you call it.
I am so calling Nancy McKeon and having her call you. Area code 605-475-8590, and then the secret room number is 555-1081. So it's not a secret anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can call and listen to the whole show on your cell phone.
Yeah,
battery.
And if you want to raise your hand, you push 1-1, and that is basically the equivalent of calling into us.
Yes.
Our elaborate team of operators will alert us by throwing a Nerf ball. This week, a Nerf football this week. Last week, Bonnie had too many lumps on her head, so
yeah.
We want to make it as we don't want to have to start paying hazard insurance and stuff for here. So hey, you just kind of go with it. It's cheaper to buy a Nerf ball, I guess. So yeah, we're gonna do that. Now, mind you, also again, we're gonna keep reminding people of this for the next couple of weeks here. If you're listening to the show via cell phone on the line here, when we do go to break here, which we're gonna be doing here in a matter of seconds, you're not gonna hear anything. It's gonna go silent. So just don't be alerted like you lost us. You didn't. We're just gonna go silent.
Okay? Right.
That's just what we have to do on the
phone line goes silent during breaks. The live feed and the the other streams and everything like that carry the independent music.
Oh, so yeah. Oh,
don't
yeah.
forget to still download Ghostly Talk in order to get the independent music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Play during the break.
Let's take a quick break.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Yes, Billings, Montana.
Billings, Montana?
What's good?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's the reason why people don't stop. It's the reason why LeBron always fights for the rock. Yeah. It's the reason brokers go for the stock. It's the reason why investors always racing the clock. Tick tock. It's the reason why NY doesn't sleep. It's the reason gangsters tote nines and pack they heat.
Uh-huh.
It's the reason thugs thug in the street. It's the reason mob men stay packed up and sleep. Yeah. It's the reason why I don't waste time. It's the reason I put all heart into my rhymes.
Woo.
It's the reason criminals get knocked. It's the reason boys hustle and stay on the block.
Man,
it's the reason why pockets gain weight. And bigger reasons why I decide to rep the state. This state, a busy Montana, let's keep it in place. It's the reason culinary cooks fight for the taste. Yeah, it's the place where people dream to sit. And won't stop and don't stop till there's a chair on it. Flares I spit, cause I'm in the same race to the top of the world with confidence and lines of truth. Yeah,
we gonna make it to the top. We won't stop, no. I swallow so much pride. I deserve to enjoy this.
It's the reason big banks get knocked. It's the reason why snitches always talk to the cops.
Damn.
It's the reason running backs make cuts. It's the reason why offensive boys the punts.
Yeah.
It's the reason Roy Jones wrecks domes. It's the reason archaeologists brush old bones.
Man.
It's the reason pilots earn their wings. It's the reason why young men become Marines.
Hoorah.
It's the reason Prez Bush wants war. And the same reason why parents won't take it no more. It's the reason them pimps stay with a max. It's the reason place bets stay thick at the track.
Oh my god.
It's the reason smokers stay with a blunt. And the reason fake artists don't hesitate to affront.
Aww.
It's the reason why I stay clean, honest, focused, and mature about pursuing my dreams.
Yeah.
It's the place where people dream to sit. And won't stop and don't stop till there's a chair on it. Flares I spit, cause I'm in the same race to the top of the world with confidence and lines of truth. Yeah.
We gonna make it to the top. We won't stop, no. I swallow so much pride. I deserve to enjoy this ride.
So do your thing, stay driven, keep holding it down. I want Billings to know I respect this town, respect this scene. Man, just respect all around. So do unto me and others, respect my ground. It's the reason I make sure my daughter's safe and sound. And why big names love to rock sold out crowds. Hold up, it's why I love this music. Hip hop is way more than a thug's influence.
Now for a break.
Okay.
idea. It's the place where people dream to sit and won't stop and don't stop till there's a chair on it. Flares I spit, cause I'm in the same race to the top of the world with confidence and lines of truth. Yeah.
We gonna make it to the top. We won't stop, no. I follow so much pride. I deserve to enjoy this ride. We gonna make it to the top. We won't stop, no, no, no. I follow so much pride. I deserve to enjoy this ride.
Hey, this is Sean V, the Ghost Man.
And this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And all you blue-collar ghost hunters need to be sure to tune in and listen live every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Where we'll be discussing ghost hunting and all the folks who do it.
You can check us out at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And believe us when we say this ain't your mama's paranormal, baby.
Ghostman and Demon Hunter is beyond the normal podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant, Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Ghostly Talk with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
Do it in your sexy voice.
You want me to do it in my sexy?
Yeah. We want the sexy voice.
Nobody.
Hey, can we talk about the incident?
Now, now.
Oh, thank you.
All right, hang on. I have to do this correctly. You know, Jeff's online, so everything's going to go to hell.
That's great.
That's
it's
why
great.
I want you to do it that way.
I have to do an introduction to this, because this is very important.
Okay.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg, July 20th through 22nd, 2007. A supernatural summit where the paranormal community will come together to learn from each other, to award excellence in our field, and to establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research.
I want to try and sell it a different way.
Jeff, do you mind if we try to sell it one more time for you?
No, sell away.
All right, okay.
The largest.
Oh, God.
And most comprehensive ghost conference.
Yeah.
The paranormal world has ever seen. It's coming to Gettysburg, July 20th through 22nd.
Keep rolling with that for a second. I got something for you.
The party is in Bonnie's room.
Bonnie will be drunk and not remember any of it.
From 6 a.m. till 6 a.m. each day. I don't think I can do it anymore. I can try. A supernatural summit where the paranormal community...
Sexy time.
Right,
thank
okay.
you. All right.
We'll come together to learn from each other, to award excellence. All right.
I
think that will sell. That's a little bit.
I think everybody knows that we're talking about Ghost World.
Not as good as beer, but it'll work.
Everybody knows we're talking about Ghost World this year in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And we have on the line the illustrious, dear friend of ours, Mr. Jeff Belanger. Jeff, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great, and as I'm sitting here after that wonderful introduction, just I'm getting email after email asking for a refund. Like, my God, blink, there they go.
Oh, no.
I didn't know it was that kind of show, guys.
I think they're just going there. They're going there just to go to Bonnie's room, I guess. I don't know. The website, of course, Jeff, is www.ghostworldconference.com. And I, of course, have that right in my bookmarks because I refer to it, like, so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's insane. It's like, who's going to be there? I don't remember. Click. Oh, all these people. It's huge.
It's absolutely huge.
And everybody I talked to at the past, like, five or six conferences are like,
yeah.
Are you going to be in Gettysburg? Are you going to be in Gettysburg? And, of course, they're all talking about Ghost World. Did you ever think, Jeff, when they first started murmurs about, what is it, the Eastern Regional?
Well, yeah, the Eastern Regional Conference was last year.
Right.
And New Jersey, right?
That's right.
Laura's group. They were, you know, individual conferences and things like that. They're like, you know what? We should have a grand conference in Gettysburg. What do you think? And did you ever think that it would cause quite the stir that it's caused?
Well, here's the thing. You know, Vince Wilson of the Baltimore group, who did the Eastern Conference that you mentioned, did a great conference last year. And earlier in the year, I got to speak at that, and I also got to speak at Laura's conference at the NJGHS, the New Jersey, you know, Ghost Hunter Society.
Mm-hmm.
And she put on a great conference. And so I kind of had an inkling, you know, if the three of us teamed up and they brought each what they do to the table, and I could introduce, you know, my audience at ghostvillage.com to, you know, to this kind of thing, that if we work together, and the biggest stipulation I had was, these things take 365 days to plan.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I'm on board. If we can announce the whole event, we know where it is, and we can start selling tickets at least 1 year ahead of time. And that's where we started. So we really wanted our ducks in a row and gave this thing proper time to stew and to grow and to fester.
Well, you guys announced this last year in Gettysburg at the Eastern Regional Conference. That was
that's
the big
right.
announcement at the end of the conference, well, the end of the speakers for the day. That was the big announcement that, hey, look, this is what's going on a year from now. And
right. God. And we've been working on it all year. And not only that, we're hard at work on the 2008 Ghost World Conference that'll be announced at this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the plan. We need the community needs a good, solid annual event where we can get together, neutral ground, talk about the subject, have an open discussion where all viewpoints are welcome and where we can actually try to push this thing a little further. And that's our objective, is to make this one, you know, big, exciting event. So, yeah, I think – but it took off beyond, I think, all of our wildest dreams. You know, we've got people coming from all over the place. I think more people will be taking an airplane to get there than not, which is wonderful, you know. So and that also is a testament to the draw of Gettysburg. I mean, that's a special place.
Oh, yeah.
But, we're not talking about, you know, some little hotel out in the boondocks, you know. All of Gettysburg is so rich in history, so rich in ghost lore.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into ghosts and into history, even if you've been to Gettysburg, you're psyched to go back. So I think the location has a lot to do with it.
Well, that and the location being in Gettysburg, of course, is just incredible. It's one of my top three, of course, as far as haunted locations goes. But then, also, it just so happens that this is the first year that this particular venue has been available.
It's a brand new place.
Like last year, Vince put his at the Holiday Inn, which was phenomenal. I love the Holiday
Inn Battlefield. Yeah, right there.
Holiday Inn Battlefield. It was right there. It was right next to
the Memorial Cemetery.
Oh, the cemetery is across the street, kitty corner, and down a little ways. I mean, it's just incredible. It's right there in the middle of the action.
Yeah.
And it's right there in Ghost area because, you know, it's on Baltimore Street, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, just amazing. But even such an incredible venue as the Holiday Inn could not, I don't think it could house Ghost World.
Oh, no, not a chance.
There's no way.
I think there was about 125, 130 people at that last year, and that room was full. You could have maybe a couple more in, but that's about it. And we're over 300 for Ghost World. And we're at the brand new Wyndham, which is a 4-star hotel. It's beautiful. It's on a brand new property. It's less than a year old. It's gorgeous. The room is gorgeous. It's decked out, very presidential. And it's just, we're really psyched. And the venue is just a great spot right there. It's called the Gateway to Gettysburg. And lots to do and lots to see. And of course, you're in Gettysburg. You're in any direction, you know, you're on your way to a great haunted site.
Well, that's what I say to everybody. I'm like, you go to Gettysburg, every single building there has a plaque on it. You can't really go anywhere in Gettysburg and be away from the history.
That's right. And the other part of it, too, is like if you're a person who's into groups and, you know, being, you know, doing stuff in large groups, that's cool. You can do that in Gettysburg. If you're a person that really prefers to be off on your own, that's what's wonderful. There are square
Bonnie
miles.
Bonnie likes it both ways.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Jeff, I want to go in the woods with you this year.
You know, I think after Decatur, my butt cheeks won't handle it.
Did you get that Teflon?
It's going to be even worse this time because I'm going to be drunk the whole time.
Well, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, that's wonderful.
We should warn you ahead of time, Jeff. We were talking about in the last half an hour. Next weekend, Bonnie is going to be officially her. How do you even say that?
Divorced.
Well, okay, you're going to be divorced officially. Okay.
So she becomes single next Monday.
Yeah.
Officially single.
And while that's a sad
legally single.
Yeah.
I should say.
While that's a sad thing for a lot of people and they're bummed out about it, Bonnie, she's actually like just bouncing right now. She's really excited about it. So,
well, you know, this is a perfect segue into our charity auction that benefits the Gettysburg Battlefield Preservation Association.
Yeah.
Which is a real noble cause. We have all kinds of great prizes that have been donated, like autographed books and DVDs. All proceeds for the auction go to benefit the Gettysburg Battlefield Preservation Association. And I think Bonnie should put up a dream date with Bonnie.
Hey, you know what?
I'm actually down with that. What do you think, Bonnie?
You guys could dip her up for charity.
Well, that's great.
Well, by that time, she should be good and sauced up. We'll just throw her on the stage, right? And just toss her up there. I mean, literally, it's like, boom, on the stage. You go, okay, take this. Start your bits.
You know, you guys, the well of your generosity runs very deep, so thank you. Thank you. You know, thank you on behalf of the Gettysburg Battlefield Preservation
Association. Well, no, in all seriousness about that, you said that people are donating stuff. Well, if you want some T-shirts from us or whatever,
yeah,
it may
absolutely.
Be, stickers, anything you want, we'll be happy to give it to you guys.
And all honesty. When is the auction going to be?
I mean, here's the thing. It's called a tricky tray auction. And so how it works is you buy tickets, and they'll be like prize packages. And you could put all your tickets into one if you really want a lot of chances to win that, or you can spread it out. And then what we're going to do, because, you know, a lot of times these raffles can really slow a conference down, we're going to draw the winners not in front of everybody. I mean, people are welcome to watch us pull the numbers out, mm-hmm. but then we're just going to post them on a poster board. So Sunday morning when people come down, they can match their ticket up and come claim their prize.
Okay.
Just with so many prizes and so much going on, we just don't want to take like 45 minutes of just calling out numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go on all day Saturday. People can buy tickets, and they can submit their tickets to whatever prize package they want to, you know, go for.
Okay, well, we'll get this thing set up with Bonnie when we get there on Friday, like Thursday.
I was actually going to say if they were doing it beforehand. I am taking my table down to Gettysburg.
What? Oh, good.
Oh, you're a massage. Yeah. Oh.
And I would let them auction off a massage.
Yeah. However, the thing doesn't happen until Sunday.
And then we're leaving.
You win, so... That won't work. But
yeah, we could raffle a massage off from Bonnie.
But while we're there, we could that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had Bonnie massage me. She did indeed, though, work a knot out of my back. So.
Oh, she's worked knots out of multiple knots
she did
out
that
of my neck.
She did that for sheer intimidation. She intimidated the knot away. And it was awesome. It was magic at work.
Well, we'll definitely, for definite, Jeff, we'll give you
we're gonna find
T-shirts
something.
And some
yeah.
stuff
oh,
to give you guys.
Great,
so
yeah.
We're happy to
no,
do
we
that.
Appreciate it. And, you know, like I said, every penny of it, anything that comes in for the auction goes to this great cause, because they're out there. Not only that, this is such a wonderful group. This is different than the Park Service. This is a different group. They're buying historic properties. They're studying the properties. They're renovating them. They're bringing them back historically, and it's a meticulous and expensive process. And these folks are so good. They own the Daniel Lady Farm, which is private property, and they are allowing us to bring groups out there. On Saturday night, which was some of our excursions, Friday night, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So they're allowing us to go there at night. They'll have someone out there that'll give a private tour, and then people will have a couple hours if they want to go around and check out the property, do a quick investigation, things like that. So they've just been wonderful for us, and we really want to cut a big check to them by the end of the weekend.
This is interesting, Jeff, because, you know, last time I was in Gettysburg, the Park Service had just blamed ghost hunters for what it was either like pushing down a monument or spray painting symbols or something on the monument or something. They had just done that. And the Park Service blamed ghost hunters instead of, obviously, you know, the real culprits.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you know, I'm sure they do it for their own political reasons and things like that, but it was ghost hunters who got blamed. And then here is something, this is an opportunity
for ghost hunters to not only participate in an interesting raffle. If you've never participated in a raffle auction kind of thing like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
It's really, really neat. Because it's just like Jeff said, you buy a row of tickets,
mm-hmm.
and then you either put them all into one,
mm-hmm.
if you want more chances to win that particular prize, or you can divide them up among yeah. all the different prizes and take your chances on many different prizes. So it's a really interesting kind of raffle auction thing. And if you've never participated, you get to participate in this. You have a chance to win an interesting prize package,
mm-hmm.
And also it's for the best of causes,
good cause, yeah.
and you know, for historical purposes. And when the Ghost World folks, Jeff and Laura and Vince and all them, when they get together and they go to the Preservation Society and say, you know what, we ran an auction. Here's the
it's going to be very good for everybody.
Things like that. It raises ghost hunters and what they do to a hopefully gives some credibility and some recognition where it's deserved, because we're not the ones out there
no.
spray
right.
painting gang signs on the monuments or toppling them over
right.
or whatever it is.
Mostly talk was here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, no, that was me.
That's right.
But, oops, I didn't know that. Yeah, but no.
You know what's funny? Like, you guys know a lot of ghost hunters like I do. And I mean, do you know any that have, like, no interest in history?
I was ghost hunting one time with one person who did not respect the history of the place, the reverence of the place, and we never saw him again. And
that's why you won't do it with Doug anymore, right?
Right, and that's why they don't go ghost hunting with me.
That's
but,
right. No.
Exactly.
You know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
if it's
yeah.
built in, like, you can't be interested in ghosts and not be interested in history. It doesn't compute.
We're telling people this more and more, Jeff. And I was just discussing this with somebody. God, a couple nights ago we were talking about something, and I mean, ever since that fateful day we had Troy Taylor on for the first time, he really rammed that point down to us where, look, the history is where it's all at. Sometimes you find yourself becoming more of a historian than an investigator in a lot of situations.
Right.
And the more we do this thing, the more I see people discussing that, wanting to, okay, what's the history? What, you know, it isn't always what happened, it's why it's happening. So, yeah, the history part, especially in a place like Gettysburg, I mean, you could spend a week or 2 weeks there just probably learning stories, just like stories of stuff that happened.
I keep buying the self-guided auto tours, and so I did. Every single time I go to Gettysburg, I buy a self-guided auto tour. I bought Mark's, you know, Mark Nesbitt.
Mm-hmm.
I bought his. I bought the one from the... That I bought the first time we went, and when I went with Sean, I bought the 3-hour tour, you know, the minnow tour,
the Gilligan,
yeah,
one?
The Gilligan
right.
tour.
Do you think they have the one for drunks?
That's Vince Wilson's walking
like
tour.
All
that's
just, yeah.
The stumbling tour,
and nobody. We just always run out of time.
No, you can't
to do
drive,
these things.
Yeah.
It's just we run out of time to spend doing the tour. You really do. You could spend. You would have to be in Gettysburg a week in order to grasp just even the slightest hair of all the history that's there.
There's so much going on in that city.
You would.
Back at the conference, though, too, Jeff, I'm just curious. I'd like to talk about a couple of these people. I mean,
sure.
the lineup, obviously, is the who's who.
It is. This is the who's who.
The who's who. I mean, we got everybody coming here. Just to touch a few of these people, there's this guy named Jeff Belanger who's going. I don't like him very much. He's
totally overrated.
And he has a hiney that you can bounce a quarter off of.
Are you going to try that? When
yes,
we're
there? I am.
Oh, okay. We'll see what
can I keep the quarter?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You're going to have to dig it out, though.
Oh, and we've already mentioned Mark Nesbitt.
Mark Nesbitt's going
to be. Mark's our MC. We're excited to have him. He is Mr. Ghost of Gettysburg, so that's a great opportunity for everybody.
Of course, and speaking of Mark, mm-hmm. there's also Mark.
Mark and Mark.
Mark and Mark.
Yeah. Of Weird U.S.
Weird U.S., yeah. This is my first time. You guys met him before already.
Yes. You met them that one time briefly, but
yeah.
we didn't get to talk to them. They were working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just did that little interview thing on
yeah,
their
yeah,
show,
yeah,
but they
yeah.
were working. They were, like, out and about, you know, doing all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got to chat at Troy Taylor's.
Yeah, I didn't get to hang out with them yet. I'm looking forward to hanging out with them this time. We also have Jane Doherty. Jane Doherty.
We're going to be talking to her next.
Yeah, she's coming up in a few minutes, Jeff, actually. So
yeah, very good.
She's going to be on. Also, of course, Charlie Adams. Now, this is a gentleman I've never met before.
He's a character, man. You're going to love him. He's such a storyteller, you know. He knows his stuff, knows his history, but he's a great speaker, and we love having Charlie.
Of course, and we got Troy Taylor coming. Troy is going to be there in all his glory. We had a ball with him not too long ago, and we're going to have a ball with him again. We haven't hung out with John Zappas in a while.
It's been quite a while now.
Arkansas.
Since March. So it's going to be really cool to see John. So just those few names. I mean, there's more, too. But just these few names, just telling you what this conference is going to be all about. I mean, all these people, we've seen them all speak, except for a couple of them, like as far as their presentations are concerned. And it's all top notch. It's amazing some of the stuff we get to. You learn from
the amount
people.
Of experience represented in the guests, Jeff, that you have coming here that you've booked is the amount of experience there is unfathomable.
Mm.
And even going to all of their talks and their presentations, it's going to give you a glimpse into the paranormal like you've never seen before. That's my own feeling about this event coming up.
It's going to be a great time, too. I think everyone's going to have a wonderful time. Wouldn't you say, Jeff?
No. We are very psyched. And not only that, we've got over 30 exhibitors who are going to be there, including you guys. You'll be there. And there's a lot of paranormal media coming, which we're really excited about. There's your show. There's lots of podcasts. People are looking at this as an opportunity, which I think is cool. I think one of the things we should talk about, you know, even if it's just informally and standing around, is, you know, how do we cover this? How can we do this better? You know, you guys know there's so many shows popping up all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, what can you bring to the discussion? You know, and I think that's an important part of this. And, and there's so many researchers, there's tons of authors there, not just the speakers, but I'm just really psyched that people looked at this as an opportunity to get together and have the discussion, talk about where we're going, talk about how we can do it better.
Well, we're going to be set up in the – I know I looked at the map, and when Laura contacted me, and she's like, where do you want your table at? I'm like, well, closest to the stage.
I would have said nearest the bathroom, but, you know, whatever.
The
bar. Yeah.
But we're going to be right next to the stage because, again, everybody out there listening, we're going to be taping the speakers again like we do whenever Ghostly Talk comes to a conference. We set up the mics and we record the speakers.
Speaking of which, I want to remind everybody that we do have recordings of last year's Eastern Regional.
Oh, yeah. We didn't tape at the Eastern Regional.
Oh, we didn't tape,
we didn't tape at that one.
Oh, that's right, because we were set up near the
Set up, and we that wasn't something we did there. But I mean,
but we do have some of these folks. We have some of their.
Oh yeah, a bunch of these.
If you go through our archives at ghostlytalk.com, and if you want to hear ghost tech,
heck, Jeff Vincent, Jeff Vince and Troy alone, they're from Decatur just a couple weeks ago.
There's going to be nothing like listening to a presentation live. There's nothing like it.
No, there isn't.
There's nothing like going live and asking Vince a question or asking Jeff or Troy or John Zaffis asking questions and getting into it. There's nothing like that. But the only thing that can come close, the only thing that can really prepare you for such an incredible event is some experience in what they'll be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go and download some of their past presentations at Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
And get ready, get prepared, and then go to the conference and really, really find out about this paranormal stuff. I mean, these are the people who represent
a lot of these people are pioneers in what they do.
Exactly.
Speaking of being prepared, too, Jeff, one last thing I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
What do we need to do to be prepared as far as Ghostly Talk is concerned? Do we need to do anything? We just want to make sure we're going to do it all correct for you guys, or should we?
No, you are good. You're going to just need seat belts.
Okay.
Exactly.
You might, too.
No, you're good. Talk to techie, but we talked to the Wyndham, and we're going to set there's a mixing board that everybody's going to go through, and it's going to be right on your table, so you can go right into the board.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about doing that.
Get it before it goes into the house sound. So, yep, you will have a perfect clear, you're all set.
Well, it isn't always about just taping the people. I want to tape them as good as possible. So.
And that'll be perfect, that'll be exactly what's going through to the audience.
It's
going to
sound great. Okay, July 20th through 22nd. The Ghost World Conference.
So it's not this upcoming weekend. It's the following weekend in Gettysburg. Are there tickets left?
Are there any tickets left?
There are. But the last day to make reservations are online, July 15th. We are not selling tickets at the door. because we have to, you know, we have to have a final headcount in before that. So if you want tickets, you got to go to ghostworldconference.com and click on register before July 15th.
Oh, wow, that's coming right up. That's like next weekend.
That's it.
Yeah. You guys got to hurry up. Everybody out there, get on board. This is going to be a really, really, really cool event. I can't
Love
say
you,
that enough.
Jeff.
I'm not going to sit here and give it any any.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Wow. Jeff, hang on the line for 1 second. We do need to go to break. Guys, don't forget, Ghost World Conference, July 20th through 22nd, 2007, in a couple of weeks, my God. Everything is flying so fast this year. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
We'll be right back after this.